Government has completed arrangements to rehabilitate and refurbish 200 science laboratories across the country. This was announced by the Member of Parliament for Cape Coast, Ebobatinodro, at the opening of the Central Regional Science, Technology, Mathematics and Innovation Education Camp at Cape Coast. More than 700 basic school children selected across the region are participating in the six-day program. Here is a report by Kingsley Nanabuedu.
Securing our future through science, technology, mathematics and innovation is the focus of the program this year. It is to inculcate in the young ones the need to study and take serious the science, mathematics and technological education. One of the other motives, it is also to demystify and showcase the opportunities the study of this subject come with. As part of the program, the school children will be exposed to laboratory, hands-on activities, film shows, and industrial visit to Benso Water Treatment Plants, Vodafone Ghana, University of Cape Coast Technology Village, and farms, and others. The program used to be Science, Technology, Mathematics, Education, that is STME, and only girls benefited from the program. It is upon realizing that the boys are now lagging behind. That is why it has included the boys and has made another addition, which is the innovation. The Member of Parliament of Cape Coast, Ebobatinodro, underscored the need for science, mathematics and technological education. According to him, the government, being aware of the great need for scientists, has supported STMIE initiatives, making about 6,000 students to go through this special design and intensive holiday science camp. He said science, technology and innovation are strategic imperatives for developing countries, particularly to meet the Millennium Development Goals. Lawyer Odro explained that for Ghana to meet the MDGs, it will require a substantial focus on key sources of growth, including those associated with the use of new and established scientific and technological knowledge and related institutional adjustment. He announced that government has completed arrangements to rehabilitate and refurbish 200 science laboratories across the country as a commitment towards science education. The head of science education unit at the Ghana Education Service was happy about such an initiative. She, however, expressed concern about the way students in the country are not taking advantage of numerous government interventions put in place to improving upon the study of STME, that is the science education. She mentioned some of the programs are scholarships, organization of science clinics, and programs aimed to assisting the children. He, however, called on the school children and their teachers to ensure that the science and mathematics and technological education become a paramount so far as their studies are concerned. From Cape Coast, this is Kingsley Nanabuedu, Radio Ghana.